Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Let's go.
Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour lunar eclipse limbo. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Tacoma to Tallahassee, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How's everybody doing? Thanks so much for joining us. We got a big show coming up for you this morning. Howard Beck, our basketball senior writer from Bleacher Report, good friend of the show, is going to join us coming up here 2 hours from now. Always love getting Howard's take on all things NBA, specifically with free agency, final week before free agency, on the clock. Free agency begins on Sunday. Sunday morning we'll wake up and we'll see if there are players about to sign, ready to sign, still taking their time to sign. So 1 week to go until NBA free agency and the craziest offseason perhaps in NBA history about to commence. Howard Beck on that coming up here at the top of hour number three. Also, other NBA stories to tackle. Are the Nets the favorites to land Kevin Durant? One guy that knows KD real well thinks so. Chris Paul says he's happy to be a Rocket. Do we believe him? College basketball, UConn's headed back to the Big East. Who's the biggest winners here? Football-wise, would you sell your leg room to Cam Newton on a 10-hour flight? And baseball, are the Rays really splitting time in Montreal? All of that coming up this morning on the show. You want to tackle any of those, you can hit me up at 855-212-4227. Again, that's 855-212-4CBS. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. But let's begin with Kawhi Leonard. Because billboards have already gone up in Los Angeles trying to woo Kawhi to the Clippers. Now, reportedly, these billboards weren't paid for by the Clippers, although they can't be too unhappy with them. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It can't come from our account, but if you wanted to put up billboards for us, well, who are we to step in front of you? But Kawhi Leonard declines his player option for $21 million to return to Toronto and now will become a free agent. So knowing that Kawhi will become a free agent, knowing that he declined the player option, there are some who might say, see, He's headed out the door. He ain't staying in Toronto, except Yahoo Sports is reporting that the Raptors remain the heavy favorites to retain Kawhi, that he would opt out and then re-sign in a bigger deal. Do we think this is Kawhi's first step into part of the Great White North? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
He has a gear that he can go to in the playoffs, and he even has another competitive gear when the game's on the line. And I don't just mean scoring buckets. You watch the games. You saw probably some of the rebounds he was pulling down, or offensive rebounds, just willing our team to victory in any way he could. And that was, boy, a competitive drive like that is you have to almost see that up close to know a guy's like that.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was his head coach, Nick Nurse, who just won a championship with him, on with Jim Rome last week right here on CBS Sports Radio. Kawhi proved to us that he is next level with this postseason. I think with his championship in San Antonio, there may have been some thought that Kawhi was wonderful but needed the culture of the Spurs to do great things. That with Popovich on the sideline and playing alongside still a limited Tim Duncan at that point in his career, but still Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and others, that the culture of the Spurs was the biggest part in his success there. And what this proved was, no, Kawhi Leonard is just that special. So there is no team that shouldn't be trying to acquire Kawhi Leonard after what he just accomplished, turning it to the next level, taking the big shots, making the big shots, and completely changing the expectations inside the Raptors organization from let's try to be a good playoff team to let's win a championship. With Kawhi opting out, though, here is the report from Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports. The NBA Finals MVP is seriously considering re-signing with the Raptors. The appeal of returning home to Southern California is enticing, but with the trust the Raptors built while Kawhi led the franchise to the title, rival executives view his current team as the favorite to land him when the free agent negotiating period begins on June the 30th. That's this weekend. I think Kawhi declining his player option in Toronto does not tell us the story about whether he wants to be in Toronto. Again, I still don't think there's any way to really know what Kawhi Leonard is feeling. I think you can clearly write him off of a couple of teams knowing Kawhi. I think the Lakers you automatically write off. I don't think Kawhi wants to walk into a situation with the LeBron factor swirling. With all of that craziness that surrounds the Lakers, that's not going to be appealing in my mind to the Kawhi Leonard camp and Kawhi himself. I don't think he's going to the New York Knicks. I think, again, with the hot-button speculation that's always on the Knicks, an unreasonable owner, failed restarts, busted draft picks, no real plan ever for winning, I don't think Kawhi wants to walk into that. If he wanted to convince me he likes a part of anonymity that comes with the Brooklyn Nets, but he gets to be in New York, I would believe it. If you told me he wants to go back home to Los Angeles and the Clippers would be the team, would be the place because he can trust the organization because they have a guy like Jerry West there, a guy like Doc Rivers there. He gets to go back home to Southern California, but without the nonsense of the Lakers, I would believe that. And if you said what he has in Toronto is a safe place for him, he is now a winner there, and he wants to stay because he feels comfortable there, I would absolutely believe that. But what I wouldn't believe is somebody saying the decision's already been made. I don't think Kawhi Leonard is the type of guy that has made the decision and would tell others. I absolutely believe what Toronto has done, the outpouring of emotion, even just seeing him smile on a podium for a couple of hours of the parade, made a hit with him. I think that absolutely hit with him, and I think right now he's happy and comfortable. But if you were to say, yeah, but tomorrow he takes a meeting with the Los Angeles Clippers and suddenly he feels even more comfortable, I would believe that. What I would think about this story is that Kawhi opting out of the Raptors is absolutely not about not wanting to be there. It has nothing to do with him wanting to leave. Look, if he wants to stay with the Raptors, all he has to do is say, I want to take a two-year deal with a player option. Basically, it's a one-and-one. And Kawhi then isn't tied up with the Raptors for any longer than 1 year. I'm happy here. We're competitive here. I'm not ready to leave right now. Let's run it back. But I get a player option for year number two, which means it could just be a one-year deal. Now, with the injuries to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, I think there's going to be players that had that option that don't take that option, that get scared from that option. Hey, my knee, my ACL, my Achilles, all of this is up in the air every single time I take the floor, so I don't want to risk that by taking a one-in-one deal, a two-year deal. But Kawhi opting out of the Raptors tells me nothing about whether he wants to be in Toronto. Again, your phone number is 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. It was a fun weekend for me. Began on Thursday night. We went to go see Broadway's next hit musical as a show. Those were the improv musicians that came in and performed with Katie Lindendahl and gave us some amazing DA show songs right off the top of their heads. They are so talented and so funny. They were so great to see in person. We just had the best time ever. Katie was tremendous as an MC there. That was great Thursday night. And then on Friday was the Smack Off 25. I got to partake in that. The Jim Rome show extending me the golden ticket so that I could take 19 minutes of everybody's life to destroy Matt in L.A. Yeah, probably a little long. Probably ran a little long. I was like one of the acceptees at the Oscars that they got to play the music to get that person off stage. Like, okay, yeah, you've thanked enough people at this point in time. Well, that was great to annihilate Matt in L.A., and now he's done. He's vaporized. He's dead. So that's good for everybody, I think. Then on Saturday, I held my 40th birthday party. Really, my wife threw it. And had the guys from the show with their significant others. That was amazing. Mraz even helped partake in a roast of me, which at some point this week will play Mraz's roast of me at my 40th. Absolutely hysterical. So in many ways, I roasted Matt in L.A. on Smack Off, and then I got roasted on Saturday at my own party, of course, with friends like these who needs enemies. So I'm back. I'm ready. Had a wonderful weekend, surrounded by friends and family, and I think we're going to have a great week here on the show. Like I said before, Howard Beck's going to join us, NBA insider from Bleacher Report, on the final week before free agency commences, which kind of means free agency is already here. They just can't make their decision until Sunday. When we return, the Tampa Bay Rays becoming the Tampa Bay A's? We'll do that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It doesn't come from a beaver. It doesn't come from a fox. Despite the name, it apparently doesn't come from an ox.
It doesn't come from a camel. That would be insane. It doesn't come from a zebra, but it comes from the mane.
It's
the crew from Broadway's next hit musical that came in a couple of weeks ago and sung about Katie Lindahl's hometown of Erie, PA, which we are on every single day, which we appreciate. CBS Sports Radio, Erie, Pennsylvania, 96.3 and 1260, the home of Ox Roast. And seeing that crew in person was just awesome. Pete the Body, how great were they? Not only because we knew them a little bit and got to meet them afterwards on stage, but really just seeing a full, I would say, hour and a half of their performance was truly impressive, considering we knew how good they were when they came in for a couple of minutes, but seeing their entire show was like next level.
I didn't want it to end. I thought it was excellent. It was a very professional show. They're true pros, and I really enjoyed it.
They're so funny.
Yeah, very funny.
I mean, I was laughing out loud the entire show.
I don't think there was a moment where I didn't stop laughing.
I know. And it's amazing because I think maybe because of what we do, being on the radio, speaking extemporaneously, having to make things up on the fly, maybe we have a different appreciation for what they do. But they are so funny and so talented because they just take a suggestion from the audience and then make an entire Broadway musical out of it, out of improv. So it's like comedy improv. Whose line is it anyway? But instead of just the comedy part, they have to then create a song, a Broadway song about it on the fly. And they just use each other's cues, either verbal cues or physical cues, and they just riff off one another. And they do it while singing really well. I mean, that's the thing. They're also really talented singers that have been at this craft for a long time. So I was asking one of them after the show, you know, how do you guys do this? Because it seems like it's a produced production that has been done a million times over, polished, but yet they're making it up on the fly. And they said it's really a lot like sports. They said it's practice, practice, practice every single day. We just practice riffing off one another and understanding what cues take us where, what music note takes us where, how to wrap that up, how to finish it off, how to support one another, how to go with what somebody is going with. I was like, boy, this thing is awesome. So they are touring the country if you want to see them. We saw them here in New York off Broadway. We saw them at a theater that was above a Duane Reade. So that's how off Broadway they were around here. But they're coming through the country all summer long, so you can check that out. Broadway's next hit musical online. They're not paying me for the plug, but they are awesome, great people, and I just think it's so worth bringing your significant other, date night, family. Like, there were kids in the stands. Really, everybody had a great time, and they're just really great people. So on Friday, the news drops that the Tampa Bay Rays are set to explore half a season playing in Tampa Bay and half a season playing in Montreal.
Oh, valid points.
I mean, I don't know how this works for Tampa Bay. I don't see how this could work because here is the bit. Of course, the Rays have been trying to get a new ballpark forever, and they've been stonewalled. That financially, the counties, Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, the areas around Tampa Bay, nobody wants to pay for the ballpark. They cannot get funding for this ballpark. And of course, their attendance stinks. They average like 14,000 people a game, which is horrendous. It's the second worst in all of baseball. First worst, the other Florida team, the Marlins. So the Rays, though, are good. The Rays are competing in a division with the Red Sox and Yankees and holding their own. The Rays are incredibly creative baseball-wise. They do more with less than anybody in baseball, and nobody shows up to their games. And so they're saying, okay, we'll play half the season in Montreal, half the season in Tampa Bay. And what that will do is it will give us some funds, make us financially solvent by earning a lot of money with full ballparks in Montreal because they're crazy about baseball, always have been. It's just that Olympic Stadium was a total death trap. It was the only place worse than the Trop in Tampa Bay to play baseball. And so the Nats ended up leaving, saying this sucks. So you play to full houses in Montreal. We take the money. We can put it into the team. here in Tampa Bay, and you guys don't lose the team. Yeah, but here's the rub. That they would play their games in Tampa early in the season, April, May, and then play the second half of the season in Montreal, which are the way more interesting games if they're in pennant races. So they're basically selling the best part of the schedule to Montreal. So, of course, Tampa looks at this and says, well, you guys have one foot out the door, and this is probably the way that it goes. I think baseball saw, once they couldn't get that ballpark realized last year, look, it's never going to work in Tampa Bay. So let them explore. And how do they do so? We save face by keeping them in Tampa Bay for the time being, but with one foot out the door going to Montreal, we get to A, test the Montreal market, and B, basically engender enough ill will in Tampa Bay where nobody shows up because they're a lame duck team, and now we've got the best reason ever to move. I don't think baseball really cares any longer about keeping the Rays in Tampa Bay. I think ultimately they did. I think ultimately they wanted to. Let's face it, they have not had any team relocation outside of the Montreal Expos in however long. I mean, 40 years? It's been a long time since baseball teams moved. Been a long time since the Braves went to Atlanta from Milwaukee, from the Seattle Pilots. It's been a long time. We had the Montreal Expos become the Nats, and that's about it over the last 40 years. So baseball doesn't want to do this. They're not like football where teams have up and moved routinely. But I think that they're at wit's end with Tampa Bay, and now here is their first foray into seeing whether Montreal is the fit. And I think baseball would wonder if Nashville's a fit, if Portland is a fit, if Charlotte is a fit. I think they are considering all things, but I think in Tampa they know it's over. And here's the thing. I don't blame the Rays. Here's the one thing I blame the Rays for, is that they aren't willing to just pay for their own ballpark. I hate this. These are billion-dollar operations. If you sold the Rays today, you're definitely getting $750 million for them, right? I mean, there's no way a franchise in Major League Baseball, even if they have no fan attendance and an awful ballpark, is worth less than $750. You're worth $750, build your own ballpark. You're worth $1 billion, build your own ballpark. You know, and there are creative ways where it doesn't have to come out of your pocket. The New England Patriots found really creative ways to build Gillette Stadium by using corporate sponsorship and corporate money. There's ways to do it. But baseball teams want handouts, just like every team wants to. And they say, well, if we can't get the handout, we'll get a free stadium somewhere else. Because now, of course, Montreal is willing to build them a free stadium. So I begrudge the Rays and any team that says, we need public financing for stadiums. They don't. They don't. They just know they'll get it somewhere, so they might as well ask for it where they are. Number two, I don't begrudge the Rays for wanting to move because their attendance stinks and they're a good baseball team and that stadium is awful. But I also don't begrudge Rays fans for not showing up. I can honestly say this. I did two stints in Florida. I worked in Fort Myers, Florida, which was about an hour and 45 minutes from Tampa. And I worked in Miami. I've been to the Trop. I've been to Rays games at the Trop. It is not only the worst sporting experience I've ever had, it is the most depressing. Usually, well, every other time I've ever been to a baseball game, I'm excited to go. I'm having a beer, even if it's freezing cold, raining, what have you. I'm outside. I'm watching baseball. I'm having a beer. I'm eating a hot dog. I'm enjoying it. It's always something I'd want to do. Going to the Trop is like work. It is like having to wake up early, having to wash your face, having to brush your teeth, picking up the briefcase, and then going to work. It is miserable. It is the least fun, most depressing, least exciting sports experience I've ever had. It is, and I've said this before, like playing baseball in Costco, except you don't get 100 frozen wings. It stinks. It's dark. It's quiet. There's no fresh air. It's like you're outside in Florida. There's all these wonderful shorelines and ocean breezes. And yes, it might be humid, but here's some palm trees and this glistening skyline. And then you walk inside to BJ's Wholesale. And you're like, why am I in here to watch this baseball game? The roof can't open. I'm in a garage. Nobody's here. This is really depressing. Really, truly depressing. The only thing you can hear is Dick Vitale every so often go, oh, Rays, my Rays, baby. I mean, it is so quiet in there. You could hear the Stingrays swim in center field in that tank. You're outside. Oh, there's the beach. Oh, here's palm trees. Oh, it's the open air of Florida. All right, let me go inside to a Costco. Let me go. Okay, I'll take a 100 pair of socks bucket. I'll take all those socks. Oh, and there's a baseball game here too. Oh, nice. I'll watch some of that. Bogish and his beautiful wife was out with us on Thursday night for Broadway's Next Hit musical. You guys had a good time.
We did. It was amazing.
So funny, right?
It doesn't make any sense. I said this to you afterwards. I don't understand how they can do that. Like, you and I could probably think of a song if given a topic right now.
Perhaps.
But it would be terrible.
Totally.
Both in, like, how you hear it and just its creativity.
Execution would be terrible.
They somehow can sing well, sing something clever, entertaining, funny, creative, with maybe 30 seconds of a head start.
And also, is Katie Linendahl the person in our lives that make us feel worst about ourselves?
Oh, she's close.
She's my number one because she does everything.
Right.
And she does it really well. Like, she was the MC of this event and did it really well. And, you know, she, like, is on the Today Show. And she has her own, like, business of giving away unbelievable toys
right.
and telling people unbelievable gifts
hosting
for the holidays.
Hosting conventions for multi-million-dollar companies in huge venues with hundreds of people in attendance.
She travels to Iceland, like, right. every 6 weeks to go see Aurora Borealis.
Runs a marathon for fun.
Yeah, runs it for fun. She's on the Weather Channel. She does, like, produced pieces for the Weather Channel. Like, and then she just saw the show and said, oh, I want to be part of that show. She goes,
yeah.
Well, you know when you're in the audience and you see a show and you go, I want to be part of that show? And I said, no. I've never done that. Nobody ever does that. You go to the show to enjoy other people doing stuff that you can't do. And she's like, oh, I really want to be in the show. I really like it. That's not how this works,
no.
Katie.
Like, I sat there. I was thinking, like I think I'm funny. I can't do this. Like, it'd be amazing
no.
to do it, but I know that I couldn't.
No.
And then if I had to do it, it would take me years to be comfortable to go up
yeah.
there. And all within, like, 6 weeks, she just drove herself
yeah,
onto
yeah.
this
yeah.
pseudo-Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. I'll just work on this Broadway show that
yeah.
I really like. You know, because remember one time she recorded a song for WWE's official holiday album. Rocking around, Razor Ramon, happy holidays.
That is a meat.
Right. She just does all of these things.
She just does it.
God.
And she's in shape. Like, she's not some slob because she's
oh, no.
traveling around the
no,
world.
No, no,
and,
no. She's yeah. like a CrossFit champ.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, I love you, but you make me feel terrible about my accomplishments and my drive.
Right. Remembers all of us and our life stories
oh, yeah.
and what's going
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's not behind the times and forget who you are.
No. No. She is the most accomplished person I will ever know. And I thought I was driven and motivated, and then I met her and I said, my God, I'm the laziest piece of crap ever.
Yeah, and you are accomplished. I mean, you would normally be the most accomplished person that some of us know, and then she walks in here and dwarfs you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was her, Sean wouldn't have to, you know, what on my career all the time. I'd be well past. I wouldn't yeah. need his advice. His
great
tough love. Yeah.
She should be our life coach, I think.
Yeah, although I would feel really awful about myself. I feel like it would be, she'd be Ben Stiller in Heavyweights, and I'd be the fat kids at camp.
When we come back, would you sell your flight, your seat on your 10-hour flight to Cam Newton? One guy had that option this weekend. We'll tell you how it ended next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
too much fun with audio.
The main thing is, the main thing is playing the game. It's kind of like a tongue twister. I appreciate you, D.A.
The D.A. Show on CBS Sports Radio.
43 minutes past the hour. The D.A. Show is always available in podcast form. If you miss anything or want to hear it again, check it out by going to radio.com or iTunes or other places podcasts are downloaded. Any place you get podcasts, you should be able to get hours, full episodes every single day. And if you don't do the podcast thing, that's okay. You can catch the show in archive form by going to the website, cbssportsradio.com. Click on the DA Show tab. It's an Ask the Pros Day, where you get to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly. Simply tweet at me, DA on CBS, and be listening later on in the show. When we'll answer that question, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. And our toll-free line today, as always, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Man U for Life tweets, the worst part about going to Rays games is having to stop the game because the Costco employees are moving a high-low across the field. Ah, yes. There's my 1,000 count of pepperoni balls. Oh, yes, perfect. There's my 500 Tostinos. Oh, and there's a baseball game. Ah, yes. I will have 700 pizza rolls, please, and a ticket to see Rays White Sox. Joshua tweets, the Rays went to the World Series in 08. That season, they averaged 22,000 in attendance. Only the Royals, Marlins, Pirates, and A's averaged less. Good Rays, bad Rays, it doesn't matter. Baseball in its current form in Tampa isn't working, and it never has. The ballpark has a lot to do with it. It's terrible. I have to believe that if there was a gleaming new ballpark on the water, a retractable roof, their attendance goes up. Is it ever going to be Chicago or Boston or New York? No. Do I think it could work with a new ballpark? I think. Although in Miami it hasn't worked, but it's hard to even blame Marlins fans because, well, they haven't shown up. The franchise has just basically spit in their eye for 25 years. So, what would happen if you were on your flight and before it took off, somebody offered you money to move because you had the extra legroom? Would you take the money? Now, you have paid for the extra legroom. Would you take the money and say, fine, I'll move to a regular seat? Because this was a scenario that unfolded this weekend, okay? And it happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton got on a flight and offered the man $1,500 cash for extra legroom. This was caught on video by another passenger. This guy looked at Cam Newton in a crazy, silly hat as always, in a crazy, silly shirt as always, looked at $1,500 cash and said, no thanks, I'm keeping the legroom. So Cam Newton then has to move himself back to his non-legroom seat. He got the no. He got the Heisman. He got the stiff arm. And this guy just very quietly looks at Cam Newton and says, no, not interested, shaking his head, I want the legroom. $1,500 Cam Newton offers. And Cam Newton then forced to do the walk of shame back to his seat, which is a middle row seat. Not a window, not an aisle. He gets stuck in middle row. Now, it should be noted, this apparently was a 10-hour flight. And that really, to me, changes everything. Now, the guy that tweeted this out, the video, used the hashtag GiveFranceTheNFL. Is it possible Cam Newton was going to France? Where, at the 10-hour flight, I would think that France is a shorter than a 10-hour, but I guess it depends on where you go in France.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're also not sure. We're assuming he flew out of Carolina. Maybe he flew out of California.
Okay, maybe you're right. So anyway, if we believe it's a 10-hour flight, number one, would you sell your legroom to Cam Newton for $1,500, Mraz, on a 10-hour flight?
No. No. It's not. First of all, it's not enough money on a 10-hour flight. I could tell you, having just flown 10 hours to Hawaii, you need that legroom. And for me, flying is a psychological thing. If you know going in you've already paid for the legroom, and that's a relief to you, like an anxiety-ridden relief, suddenly this guy with the goofy hat comes up offering you $1,500, that's not going to change me. That's not enough money.
Okay. Would you be more or less likely to sell your legroom if you know the person and it's a celebrity like Cam Newton?
Yes, but again, I'm going to look at you and say $1,500 isn't enough, Cam.
Fair.
I probably would need $10,000.
$10,000!
And his hat.
$10,000 and the hat.
Yeah, and not even that I want the hat, but that I could bring the hat home and say I have Cam Newton's stupid hat.
I think you're right, $1,500. I would sell my legroom for $1,500 for anything under 4 hours. If it's a 3-hour flight, 3.5-hour flight, I can deal with no legroom. The 10-hour flight's tough there.
It's huge.
That's a lot.
And again, all the whole preparation of your trip, you know you've paid for the legroom.
Right, right. Now, I'm a smaller guy than Cam, so I can get by with less legroom. So I might even, from New York, a direct to California, a direct. No stops, no layovers. I might even do a direct to Cali for $1,500.
Bogish has given me a little update to the story, which I think only helps this guy's cause. The only reason Cam Newton was on this flight is because he missed his initial flight running late, where he would have had first class and the legroom and all of that.
All right. That makes more sense.
But again, Cam, get to the flight on time.
So what do you ask Cam for there? For a 10-hour flight, I ask him for minimum $5,000 and I think tickets to the Super Bowl.
Tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't want a Cam Newton autographed jersey, but maybe you can finagle something out of that so that you can then sell that part of it and make a little bit more cash. I mean, at this point, he's got to come to you with a better deal.
Yeah, and I only care about cash here and $1,500.
Only cash. And his dumb hat.
And the dumb hat is just the proof that this story happened. Guys, I have Cam Newton's dumb hat. It's got to be $10,000 to me.
$10,000.
I'm paying off some student loans there. And okay, then
you're
I
paying
suck
for
it
your
up.
Vacation.
Right,
I'm
What is $1,500 paying for at that spot? I already assume I'm going to have some money to go to France.
And with Cam's huge contract, he should offer more than $1,500 in my mind. Now maybe he only had $1,500 cash, but he's got to tell the guy, "Look, I'll give you $1,500 cash as my upfront, and then here's another $3,500 out of Venmo."
Here's the bet. Great point. Great point with the Venmo and everything. Like, I was going to say some kind of online pay. What I was going to say is you have to hold Cam Newton's wallet the entire flight so he goes to an ATM the moment you land. You know, some kind of...
Got to take his... Yeah, you got to have him sign a cocktail napkin or something
right.
like that.
And honestly, I think Cam Newton showing up for a 10-hour flight dressed like that, like, come on, we're all wearing the gym shorts, the sweatpants. I know you appreciate looking nice on a flight.
I don't like the sweatpants thing. I really don't like
but
that on
you
flights.
Wanna be
it's
comfortable.
Like looking like a slob. But, I mean, Cam Newton on a 10-hour flight is wearing like a button-up weird shirt all the way to the neck and a huge Indiana Jones hat.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to look that ridiculous and that flashy, you got to do better than $1,500.
You have to.
You almost punish him for looking like that on a flight.
I would. Yes, I agree with that. I think you start negotiations at $5,000. And maybe more, because then that would be my minimum, $5,000. But $150, you got to be better than that.
No, well, $1,500, yeah. I mean, and now the idea of Cam Newton then goes back to the middle seat, basically swipes his card to watch A Star Is Born as he flies through with the free Chex Mix coming around.
And he's middle row. I mean, I don't know how badly Cam's got to get to France or wherever he was going, but don't you just, I don't know, I think you just wait to book the next flight that you can where you get into first class.
Or don't miss your flight.
But if something awful happens, there's construction, there's something.
No, this is a guy who flies charter all the time and thinks the world owes him a favor walks through because he's a celebrity,
it's
a big
probably
shot.
True.
I could show up whenever I want. The plane waits for me. Guess what? No, sir. No, senor.
The plane waits for no one that has not won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Exactly.
Had Cam won Super Bowl 50, is the plane weight?
Maybe. Matt's a Super Bowl MVP.
Maybe.
Trent Dilfer has plane weight for him.
Bilotti, how much would it cost for Cam Newton to buy your legroom on a 10-hour flight to France?
I think the $5,000 is reasonable.
Okay, five.
I would actually take three if you added on, like, say, tickets.
Super Bowl tickets.
Super Bowl tickets or season tickets.
Season tickets.
Or just make an appearance for me at my family's birthday party.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, something
all
like
right.
that.
So $3,000 and Cam Newton shows up to a bar mitzvah and you're in.
Wearing a hat.
just late to his flight. You're thinking, yeah, as soon as he gets off that plane, there's no shot he's ever coming over.
No, within the
party year.
He's got 12 months. To make it to the Bilotti household.
There's no shot. He'll forget about you in 2 minutes afterwards.
What would it take for you to sell your legroom in a 10-hour flight to Cam Newton? Tweet me, DA on CBS, when we return. Free agency is almost here. It starts up this weekend to the NBA. Kevin Durant. One former teammate of his says there is a clear favorite to land KD, and it's not the Warriors. We'll give you that team coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.